fine with that, so I'm in here, son.
Because I'm with you to the end of the line.
You have no idea what side you're on!
Welcome to Ta-da! Let's Unpack, the show where we discuss and talk about our thoughts from the most obscure to the most about films, series, and everything in between. Hosted by Franz Halil. What's up, guys? Hello, hello, hello. My name is Franz, and welcome to Ta-da! Let's Unpack. Tonight, our special guest is a former writer sa ABS-CBN. So marami siyang alam na balibalita and insight tungkol dito sa mga artistang to. Tapos, he's also a content creator, a viral TikTok content creator. So we have here tonight, please welcome to the stage, Japhet Reside. Hi, Jap! Kamusta?
Okay lang. Ayos lang. Okay pa naman.
Grabe yung purple na ilaw mo sa ano, sa kwarto mo.
TikToker days pa yan.
Wow. Okay, so the film that we are going to talk about tonight is Sid and Aya, Not a Love Story, directed by Miss Irene Villamor and starring Ann Curtis and Ding Dong Dante. So Jap, question lang, bakit ito yung napili mong film na i-discuss natin?
Hindi, well, kasi I think yung film na yun, meron siyang specific place in my heart, especially nung year 2018 ata, yeah, mga 2018, 2019. Parang very, it mirrors my life. Wow, mirrors my wow. life. Masaya. It's such a good movie to watch talaga. So, sige, mga pwede naman nating pag-usapan. So, yeah.
Alright. Sige, sige. Excited na ako. So, without further ado, let's go on to our first segment that we'd like to call P.O.B.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Okay, Ja. First question, what are your overall thoughts on the film?
I remember when I was watching The Film with Ella, which is your guest previously, na parang I cried sa movie. I know it's not, you're not like supposed to cry, but I cried. So I was sobrang, for me, it was impactful in the movie. Kaya, wala, it's honestly really nice to watch something na, you know, it has a disclaimer na not a love story, when in fact, it's really not. So parang, okay, you know what you're in for when you're watching it. So, yun.
Ano yung aspect ng film na nagpaiyak sa'yo?
I cannot remember. Pero I think it was during the part na nasa Japan na si Aya, sumunod si Sid. Tapos parang iniwan, parang they were supposed to ano, tanan, maybe, tama ba? Pero like, iniwan ni, hindi sumipot si Aya. Parang I'm like, yeah, go girl, iwanan mo yan, mas gusto kong i-push mo yung career mo dyan sa Japan, mga ganun.
Ghosting, even before ghosting was a term.
Ano,
may overall thoughts dun sa pelikula. It's a very slow burn film. So slow burn, parang ano siya, hindi siya yung tipong peaks and valleys. It's more of like dere-derecho siya na kailangan mo manood para malaman yung nangyayari. Kasi like walang build up, wala rin siyang parang, hindi rin siya parang bumabagal, hindi rin siya nagiging ano, hindi rin bumabagal yung pacing ng film. And also what I like about this film as well is that layers ni Ding Dong Dantes dito as a character, yung layers ni Sid. Kasi very malalim yung character niya, hindi lang siya yung bastang mayaman na walang pakialam sa mundo. You see na meron siyang parang past trauma or past something na kaya naging ganun siya in the present. And gusto ko rin yung character ni Aya, ni Ann Curtis. Galing ni Ann Curtis umarte. Ang ano, sobrang binuhay niya si Aya. Ayan, ano yung mga favorite moments mo doon sa pelikula?
Favorite scenes, ganun. Yung favorite moments ko was nung nag-ano sila, yung tinanong ni Sid si Aya na magkano ka, which is para sabi niya na I mean, like, syempre, di ba, una, ikaw tatunay na magkano ka, magkukulat ka. Pero yung pala, how much are you for the night? Like, para lang magkwentuhan, ganun. Parang, oh nga, no, actually, some people, when you think about it, it's real na people pay people, other people to, you know, for company, for comfort, and for just being there. So parang, so, okay, that exists. Ganun. So yun, one of my favorite scenes yun, kasi like, you know, para mapakita mo talaga na yung mga taong gumagastos for that. You know, it's just kind of sad when you think about it, di ba?
Yeah. Ang ganda rin ng scene na yun, kasi since sa earlier part siya ng film, ano, latags the story na parang here we have Ding Dong Dantes as Sid na medyo mas may kaya sa buhay and will like pay for anything just to get what he wants or what he think he needs. And also here we have Ann Curtis na agreeing to be paid because ayan nga, kailangan. Like, ano siya, she's your typical hardworking Filipina na hindi naman poor, poorest of the poor, pero let's just say working multiple jobs to make a living kasi nga with her family. So, ang ganda nung contrast nung dalawang character.
In a way, nag-gets ko sila pareho kasi naalala ko, pag kunwari, binabanggit movie with other people, parang sabi ko, have you watched this? Ganyan, kaya mas nakaka-relate, mga ganung bagay, in terms of like yung emotional, you know, capabilities ng dalawa. Hindi ako nag-cringe sa kanila, honestly. It's parang, in a way, it's realistic talaga. Kasi like, parang nakaka-relate ako in terms like, okay, career, pera, unahin ang family, responsibility, ganyan, ganyan. Kung kayang kumayad, kayo tayo, ganun. And then there's Sid, who, you know, in a way, pag nakakilala ka na isang Sid, there's an easy way out, di ba? Pero si Sid naman, nandun na sa kanya lahat, pero, I mean, nagme-mirror yung condo sa kanya ng empty pa rin, kahit may pera na.
Right!
Diba?
Oo! Yeah, like parang Sid as a character is very reclusive of his emotions and he is also very lonely. I won't say depressed eh, kasi yes, parang wala namang signs na pinakita sa movie na he's depressed. Pero parang he's just lonely, reclusive, and empty. Na parang...
empty, yeah.
Oo, like perfect nga yung sinabi mo na it mirrors his condo. Tapos naman-notice mo, like every time na nasa condo siya, like the lighting is always a blue, is always dim.
Oo, totoo.
Kasi ano eh, ang nag-gets ko sa character ni Sid is like, he has everything, like for a regular person can dream of. Like the money, like the all the luxuries. But ano eh, may something na kulang sa kanya.
Nung mapapansin mo sa simula, ang immediate circle lang niya was literally his girlfriend na I think was also with other people, di ba? I think they're cheating, I think. Parang very open relationship sila. Ganun. So yun lang, girlfriend niya, and then yung tito niya na medyo business yung relationship nila together. So there's really not much to, you know, to talk about na intimate. And then yung mga co-workers niya, just I think in his mind is just work. I'm not supposed to be close with you. So someone talaga na, someone else. Parang ganun.
Like, do you think there's a factor na maagang namatay yung parents niya kaya naging ganun yung personality niya?
Yeah, I think so. I mean,
takot siya magpakita ng vulnerability kasi.
Yeah, it's a huge factor, especially like when you're you know, portraying, you're having a character on them. Sobrang imaga ng klaseng bubog baga, diba? Yun yung sobrang mag-i-impact. Kasi lalo na pagkwari mo talagang, you know, family or parents, mga pagkabata ka pa lang, mas hindi ka masasanay mapag-usap sa tao. Like, you know, there are other ways of coping, pero hindi niya nagtutunan.
Yeah. Parang every time nga na ano eh, na kausap niya si Anne, si Aya, parang siyang bata na nagkukwento ng ginawa niya the whole day sa school. Parang ganun yung nakuha. Like, yung nagkukwentuhan sila sa carousel, tapos yung nagkukwentuhan sila sa restaurant dun sa Japan. Parang siyang bata na nagkukwento na saan siya nang galing ng field trip niya. Parang ganun.
Totoo. Yung excited siya magkwento, di ba?
Kaya dun mo parang makikita na ano siya eh, he's a lonely person. That's why nabuo yung relationship nila ni Aya dahil yun nga, naghahanap siya ng someone to talk to.
Feeling ko, pinili Aya si Sid. Naisip ko lang ngayon na, napapaisip ako. Kasi si, nagsimula yung conversation, I think si Aya nag-ayaman yung si, di ba?
parang I love you kasi siya. Nag ano, I love you dahil sa pustahan.
Diba? When you think about it, no, ano, sino bang pumili makipag-usap sa simula? Parang feeling ko talaga si Aya nagsimula. Like, nakasunod na lang si Sid kasi, you know, hindi feeling ko si Sid yung tipong tao hindi magsisimula ng conversation. So, unless someone starts it, doon lang siya magsisimula. So, parang, okay, pinili ako nito, maganda naman to, type ko naman siya, I think. And so, yun, sumunod na siya, and nag-aya pa mag-yosi. Which is, I think, yung common, another thing na common sa kanilang dalawa, smoking.
Pero, why do you think Sid purposely chose Aya and paid Aya to accompany him? Bakit out of all the people that he can talk to, why not his girlfriend? Bakit si Aya?
Because there's beauty in talking about secret stuff or very intimate things with a stranger.
Oh, yeah.
And Aya,
yeah,
tama. Kind of a stranger.
Yeah, actually, tama ka. Parang minsan, ano no, mas madaling mag-open up sa stranger. Like, I've experienced this. I think I was in a bar, I forgot. Tapos parang may nakausap lang ng stranger. Tapos parang, ang dami ko na kwentong ano ko, problems or so, ano-ano na. Alam mo, walang judgment kasi dun, alam mo naman di kayo magkakilala.
Exactly.
The next day naman, alam mo na hindi kayo magkikita. Yung gano'n.
Yeah, it's a, you know, wala kang pakialam kung i-judge ka nila or like kung may opinion sila. It doesn't really matter because, you know, they're not really your friend to begin with. It's just a stranger, which is another movie by Anne, by the way. That's yun. So, parang ano, I've done that before many times. I think I've mentioned this to you before na I did the projects sa Reddit na I talk to strangers for fun and like I go on a, you know, wholesome date. May it be a girl or a boy. As in, we just hang out. Then they tell me all of their problems. Sobrang saya, sobrang nakakatuwa na they can super, you know, break down yung walls and just talk.
Yes, tama. Oo, kasi parang with Sid and Aya, parang wala naman silang walls to begin with na kailangan i-break down. Kasi, ano eh, it's they don't have a relationship naman talaga in general. They are just two people who meet at a cafe. So, yeah, tama ka nga. Siguro nga kaya pinili ni Sid to talk to Aya is because hindi niya kailangan mag-pretend or hindi niya kailangan mag-worry na susulutin yung clients niya kasi nag-uusap siya tungkol sa stocks, gano'n. Tapos ang nakakatawa kasi yung una nilang pinuntahan, tama ba yung una? Yung bar, yung penthouse, nakakatawa kasi napuntahan natin yung birthday ni Claude, shoutout kay Claude na sa Spain. Wala lang, parang ang cool lang.
Sabi ko, uy, parang familiar ito ba?
Well, like, one of the good things about this film that I really like is how they presented Aya. Like, okay, given naman na she's from the lower income class, yung character niya. Pero kasi she was portrayed as someone who is strong and not fully reliant on a man and not dependent on a man's parang sa pagliligtas ng lalaki. Kasi she was portrayed as someone who can defend herself, diba? Tapos parang the way Anne Curtis portrayed it kasi, ang personality niya, ang layo dun sa tunay niyang personality. Kasi diba, we all know Anne Curtis as someone as being social, ganun. Pero dito kasi, Anne Curtis is parang yung kaibigan mo dyan sa kanto. Yung ganun. Diba? Kaya sobrang ako, to be honest, mas napamahal ako sa character ni Aya kaysa sa character ni Sid. Like, I was rooting for Aya more.
Oh. Even I was. So, yeah. Go on.
Yeah. Kasi parang Aya also reflects yung story ng... Kasi ito, for me kasi, isa sa pinaka-container ng story na itong pelikulang to, yung nuggets ko from rewatching it, is class struggle. Kasi yun nga, we have said he's treating Aya as an investment, as someone he's investing to, in literally na nag-i-invest siya ng pera para makakuha siya ng time. Tapos si Aya naman, she's treating Sid as someone na makakakuha siya ng money for her family and for her, like, para makapunta siya ng Japan. So parang doon natin nakikita yung storya na like dynamics ng mayaman at mahihirap na, alam mo yun, na yung mayaman is tingin nila kaya nila tayong wow, ang ano, ang political bigla, sorry. Pero parang ganun ko kasi nag-gets. Na parang sa mga yung mga mayayaman kasi they have better things to spend for pero they choose to spend on like worth like not naman worthless pero they choose to spend on not unimportant things like for example paying someone to accompany you or things like that and ano so parang doon natin nakikita yung imbalance ng storya nila ng dalawa which is really nice kasi yun din yung reason kung bakit near the end hindi sila magkakatuluyan.
Money can't buy happiness talaga, no? I mean, it kind, you know, sometimes you can buy it happiness-ish, but it's temporary, you know? I mean, kaya inapaisip nga ako, no? Nga, some people, those who have money, they see things as an investment. They see emotion as an investment, di ba? Parang, I'm gonna invest all of my emotions to this person. And knowing that it's gonna return back to me. I think yun yung nasa isip ko na nasa ginagawa ni Sid, parang, sige, nakaya lahat, sige, bayaran ko siya. Kasi I think yung return ko dito is malaki.
Parang, yes, tama.
Si kasi Aya naman, sige, go lang.
Pahingin na ng pera.
Oh, pera, I think, ako, feeling ko ako talaga si Aya eh. Parang, kung meron lang isang Sid dyan, di ba? Parang, I'm a good person to talk to.
Ay na. Oh, nakakatawa. Like, okay, kasi with Sid being a stockbroker, no, kita naman sa film na yung mindset niya lagi is more about pagtaya, pag-invest to get a high return at the end. Pero nung time na, pero ang nakakatawa kasi na nung time na kailangan niyang tumaya, which is kailangan niyang piliin si Aya, eh hindi niya pinili. Ika nga eh, yung black swan niya, wala, hindi siya nag-gamble.
Pagdating nila sa Japan, nagulat ako na merong kalaguyo para si yung nanay niya. Pang yung Japanese guy. Another din yun eh. Another, I think, crucial part of the film eh, na it adds flavor. Parang okay, even her mom is struggling, diba, to choose between, you know, her family sa Pilipinas and then yung love niya for the Japanese guy. Ano? Ah, nasa isip ko lang talaga yung magkano yung per hour na pinabayad sa kanya nung simula sa film eh, yung ni Sid kaya yun.
Grabe no, to have all that money in the world, tapos hindi ka pa rin, yung, alam mo yun, feel mo empty ka pa rin. Kaya totoo nga na, ano, na it doesn't mean na you're rich or you're ano, it doesn't mean na, ano ka na, happy ka na for life.
Ikaw ba, kung sakali ko yung nasa position ni Sid na sobrang yaman mo, di ba? Would you be happy having all that money?
It depends siguro. Kung if I have Sid's money and I'm still friends, feel ko naman magiging masaya ako. Pero kung ako si Sid and I had his money, feel ko rin ano, magiging ano ako, malungkot. Kasi parang yung buhay niya revolves around his money and getting what he wants. Pero parang walang source of life. Wala siyang source of happiness and enjoyment. Kasi yung girlfriend niya nga very absent, di ba? Parang ilang scenes nga lang natin nakita yung girlfriend niya, bit, just na annoying pa. How do you think yung film na to relates beyond the screen?
Well, one, money can buy happiness. Two, you know, there's beauty in talking, you know, about your life to a stranger because there are no judgments. And three, it's real. You know, we all have emotions na talagang, you know, hindi natin alam saan natin lalagay. And like, either nagiging coping mechanism natin ang tayo or like, we're, like, for example, si Sid, insomnia, di ba? Puro yossi siya. Like, even si Aya pala. Tama, si Aya nag-yossi. Ganun. Wait lang. Nang naalala ko kasi, I think 2019 yun, may kausap ako na parang feeling ko si Sid. Sabi ko talaga yun, feeling ko si Sid. Sobrang empty ng buhay ko. And if I had the money, yeah, I'd probably pay for people to, you know, to just be with me, non-sexual things, as in like, just, yeah, you know, give money and or pay them talaga to be with me. May naisip akong gano'n kasi parang, ano ba yan, ang empty ko. Imagine mo yun, no? May mga tao talagang kahit wala silang pera, empty pa rin. Well, like me, yeah. For example, 2 years ago. Ganon. So yun, very real siya for me, na parang, oh ano. So in a way, parang sabi ko, I'm a mix of both. I'm Sid in terms of like how empty I was before, and then I'm Aya of how I'm stuck in a limbo of what type of career I should be. Or just earning money is hard, mga ganun.
So do you think that happens in real life? Do you think that there are these like rich people na alam mo yun na parang magbabayad talaga for companies?
Yes, yes, I do believe so. I have a friend, na super close friend ko. Meron siyang, I wouldn't say like, I guess sugar daddy na rin. As in, binabayaran lang siya para kumain with him.
What? Seryoso ba yan?
Legit, legit. Shoutout sa'yo kung mapapanood mo to. Pero naalala ko kasi kinakwento niya sa akin na, yeah, ano,
And it's non-sexual at all. Like, ano siya?
Yeah.
Very platonic lang talaga.
I think so. Maybe, medyo hindi sick. Walang nangyaring kahit ano yung sinabi niya sa akin. Pero the fact na mag-message daw sa kanya yung sugar daddy niya na, oy, let's eat here sa, dito sa expensive restaurant na I forgot the name. Ganon. Tapos kakain mo sa... Was just to talk, just to hang out, and then I have another friend who, she is a sex worker, pero may mga clients siya na ano lang, babayaran siya just to be with them for the night, like just to talk. So it's real.
Pero no, imagine mo, what if may mga ganun people na ganun ka empty, pero wala namang pera pang bayad? Ano kayong ginagawa nila?
Yossi! Ako?
Unfair. Kasi some people can just pay for someone to accompany them. Tapos, ang daming people na resort to other things. To fulfill lang what they need.
But like, you know, yeah, sobrang ganun, no? Minsan, parang I think si Aya, wala na rin siya talagang time to think about her, you know, her emotional side, eh. Kasi, you know, occupied yung buong schedule niya, 24/7. Work.
Yossi, diba? Paano niya kinakaya yun? Paano niya kaya kinakaya diba? Yun? Tatlong jobs or dalawa? Parang ganyan?
Wala na siyang time to think. Yung time to think niya or yung break time niya, which is to smoke, is 5 minutes of you empty. Sobrang empty. Like, you don't think about anything. Kung may stress ka, you smoke. Pero wala kang nasa isip. Tapos pabalik ka ulit sa trabaho. Ganun.
Recently kasi, I went into parang a talk. Ganun. Na parang, kaya daw laging merong pinapakitang class struggle dito sa mga films natin, sa mga shows natin, is because hindi yung kwento ng Pilipino about class struggle, hindi siya nawawala talaga ever since. So di ba nga art reflects what's happening to the society. Kasi parang, regardless of ito nga, love or not a love story, this film pa rin is heavily motivated on the difference of Sid and Aya in terms of income or in terms of social economic class, that which really played a role in, yun nga, with how the film went. Pero speaking of how the film went, ito lang yung... Ito, to be honest, nainis ako dun sa final scene na, yung sa ending. Kasi...
Kita sila.
Oo, kasi for me, tawag dun, yung ang ganda na nung ending sa Japan nung ginost ni Aya si Sid. Because aside from it having like feminist undertones dun sa film na yun, ano rin eh, parang some love stories talaga ends like that eh. Na may naiiwan, may iniiwanan, or may nang iiwan, not because of hate or not because of indifference, pero because of career, because of needing to improve their livelihood and their family's life, di ba? And yung nangyari kasi sa ending, nung nagkita sila, tapos parang mukhang nagkabalikan ulit, parang nabura yung buong essence nung, yung buong build-up ng film din sa pagpunta nila sa Japan. Ewan ko, ito lang yung ayoko sa film na to. Yung ending niya. Kasi okay nang pinili ni Aya yung career niya and her family over Sid eh. Tapos biglang, yun sa pinaka-end na ng film, nagkabalikan pa sila. Ewan ko, siguro personal take ko na parang mas okay kung hindi na sila nagkita or kung nakita man ni Sid si Aya, hindi niya na-pinush or sana hindi na in-entertain ni Aya. Like, or sana ginawa nila sa sequel na nagkabalikan yung dalawa kung nagka-sequel man. Kasi parang nawala yung essence ng pagpunta nila sa Japan tapos yung pag-ghost sa kanya ni Aya. Yun.
I think that was, for me lang, opinion ko, I think that was a way kasi, you know, as Filipinos, ayaw natin yung ganong in a way, parang gusto pa rin natin may reconciliation, parang may kumbaga may tuldok. Pero yung tuldok kasi na ginawa nila, open-ended pa rin. Magkakabalikan pa sila, kamustahan lang ba to?
Yeah, yun nga. Is this, yun naman, just, I get you.
You know, is this just Sid's dream? Kasi insomniac pa rin siya, first time niya nakatulog. I don't know, there's a lot of things na you could think about.
Ay, maganda yung theory na yun,
ha? I kind of agree na, yeah, it's, you know, it was good nung nasa Japan na sila. Pero, you know, medyo, sige, lagyan na lang din natin for the sake of it. Parang ganun. Yeah. Parang, oh, sige, para sa mga tulad kong hopeless romantic, di ba? Ilagay natin, di ba? Sa mga manunood, sige, lalagay ko to sa mga hopeless romantic. Kung sakali, wait, ibigay natin yung tanong sa kanila na, o sige, magkakabalikan ba sila sa tingin mo, mga ganun? Or nag-catch up ba sila? Or is this even real? Ganun? Totoo bang not a love story ba to? Ganun. So, you know, dun should papasok yung not a love story. It's really not. Ganun. Kasi at the end, wala pa tayo nakuha ang sagot na sila ba or hindi.
Yeah, it's, ano eh, it's in the first, almost in the first few lines of the film eh. Hindi naman porket may I love you love story na eh.
Oo, di ba?
Kasi yung pag ghost ni Aya kay Sid, sa Japan, regardless, open-ended na yun. Or if they ended this as like Sid peeking at the window to see Aya, tapos nag-end na siyang ganun, baka okay pa yun eh. Kasi hindi mo malalaman kung nag-usap sila, di ba? Para lang tong ano eh, kung ikukumpara ko siya sa isang film, yung Sana Maulit-Muli, kung alam mo yung film na yun, kay Aga, pati kay Leia sa loob. Spoiler alert, pero 1990s pa tong film na to, so hindi na to spoiler. Yung ending niya kasi is parang pinili ni Leia Salonga yung career niya sa States. Tapos in the end, nagkita rin sila ni Aga Bulak sa Maynila ulit. So parang ganun lang din. So parang okay na sana eh. Like, the woman can be her own self and grow and be successful at her career. Tapos in the end, wala lang. Mababaliwala kasi babalik siya ng Philippines at makikita niya ulit yung lalaking iniwan niya in the same film. So parang yun lang yung ano ko. Ang ganda na sana nung ano eh, nung message na hindi lahat ng love story natatapos na maganda eh.
Or baka ano, so, may brand lock-up.
Anong brand
kasi lock-up? Kasi nakaputin sila eh. So baka may sponsorship ng ano.
Tide!
ng Tide. Okay, kailangan malinis ulit.
Yun pa ang weird, no? Ba't sila naka-white pa rin? Hindi kaya namatay sila tapos nagkita yung kaluluwa nila doon. Joke lang. Theories.
I think yung part lang na ending na yun, very anine. Parang up to our imagination kung totoo ba yun or hindi.
Oo, nagigits ka na yung sinasabi mo.
Gano'ng katagal bago sila nagkita ulit, di ba? Puto sa yun. Kasi sobrang gupit siya eh. Tapos after, I don't know, months? I would say gano'ng baka tagal magtubo ng gano'ng kahabang hair. Half a year? One year? Diba?
Yeah.
So daming pwedeng possibilities.
Yeah, siguro with how the last scene was treated lang talaga. Na siguro, it, ano, kailangan mas bitin pa ng konti. Kailangan sana hindi na pinakita yung nakapasok si Ding Dong dun sa cafe. Sana yung hanggang sa bintana lang para mas open-ended siya. Na parang ang tatanong mo sa sarili mo is papasok mo siya ano or dalakad na lang siya ulit palayo. Parang ganoon, 'di ba? Mas may room pa siya for a sequel.
Oh, or kahit yung ano, bago man lang siya magsulat ng health declaration form o maglalagay na ng temperature sa
nakakainis. Wala pang COVID nito. Ayun, ano talaga, for me talaga yung nakuha ko sa film na to is yung ano, yung class struggles talaga which I heavily discussed on earlier. It was very evident na kaya raman sila hindi nagkatuluyan sa dulo is because yun nga may problem, may hindrance na kailangan ni Anne kumita pa ng pera bago siya maging ready to go into a relationship. And what she saw with her mother na nahihirapan with her life sa pagmamahal and also sa pagtatrabaho. So she felt like she needed to step up more, especially na nabulis yung kapatid niya. So siguro yun nga, kung meron akong matitake na how does it relate to the outside world beyond the screen is that Filipino stories are always rooted in what's happening around us. So up to now, evident pa rin na yung mga storya ng mga Pilipino ay nakadepende pa rin sa kung sino ang mayaman at kung sino ang mahirap. doon umiikot, whether it's a love story, whether it's not a love story, or whether it's a fantasy, there's always the theme of the rich and the poor, regardless if they are fighting or if they're falling in love.
Very obvious din talaga yung divide ng dalawa eh. As in, I think even before, simula pa lang natin pinag-uusapan, my money to buy things. You don't have money, you don't have time to think about money. Or you don't have time to think about other things because you're thinking about how to earn money. So, you know, it's always there. It's always evident. So, yeah. Same.
Kasi yung weird eh, like, I watched this film and I didn't see this film talaga as a love story or as a romance or as a romantic film.
Because it's not.
ganun, nakita ko siya talaga as a film that tackles that and also centers on Ding Dong's emptiness and his unhappiness regardless of having the luxuries and the all the money in the world.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's really, you know, it's in the title itself. It's really not a love story. So, you know, what we're talking about now, parang about the, you know, the divides of social classes, about having a lot of money and having no money at all, a career and stuff. It's things that are real and things that we should talk about more often. Especially now, so yeah.
Well, yeah, nga, tama. And I think that was like a good way to wrap up our discussion. No? So with that, magpa-games muna tayo. Let's go on our next segment that I like to call Hard F Questions.
Mahal mo pa ako dahil kailangan mo ko. O kailangan mo ko, kaya mahal mo ko.
Okay, so I have 3 questions.
Go.
First question. Sino si Big Brother bilang ikaw ay writer ng Pinoy Big Brother dati?
Mait siya.
Joke lang, hindi nulayan sa question ko. To all our listeners, sobrang mga 3 years ko nang tinatanong kay Japto kung sino si Big Brother. Ayaw niya talaga sabihin kasi may NDA daw siya.
Yung NDA nakatingin sa akin ngayon. Hindi ko
kukulti. Let's go back to the real first question. How much will you price yourself to accompany Sid? Like what Aya did, ha? For one night.
1.5 per hour. Tasa natin na onte.
Wow. Umura nga nun eh. Na-joke. ito.
Mura ba? Hindi. Para safe lang. Kasi malay mo, hindi ko pala ma-accompany yung needs niya in terms of, you know, interaction niya.
ito. Kailan yung last mo na not a love story story?
2019.
Ito, last question. Ito, you just have to choose lang. You will work sa Star City like Aya, but tagatulak ka ng roller coaster. Or you will work in a cafe like Aya as well, pero ikaw yung tagapitas ng kape.
Star City na lang. Gusto ko yung...
Okay. Okay, that was a fun game, Jeff. So with that, let's go on to our next segment that we'd like to call Unsung Heroes.
Honey!
What?
Where's my super suit?
What?
Where is my super suit?
So for this segment, we would just like to tell our listeners all the people who made this film. Alright, so let's start first with the writer and director of this film. We have Miss Irene Villamor. She is also the director and writer of On Vodka, Beers and Regrets, Ulan, Meet Me in St. Gallen, Camp Sa Week, Relax, It's Just Pag-ibig. Okay, Jack.
And then we have our cinematographer, Sir Pao Orendayan, cinematographer of 10 episodes of Almost Paradise, 6 episodes of The Tapes, On Vodka, Beers and Regrets, LSS, Maria, Meet Me in St. Gallen, Nilalang, Pass, Hopeless Romantic, Talk Back in Your Dead, Diary ng Pangit, Saucy Problems, and My Contravida Girl.
Okay, for our editor, we have Mr. Carlo Francisco Manatad. So he's the Cinema One Originals 2010 winner for Best Editing for the film The Game, Cinemalaya 2016 winner for Best Editing for Pamilya Ordinario, FAMAS Awards 2015 and 2016 winner for Best Editing for Para Sa Hopeless Romantic, and Feng Shui 2 Gawad Urian Awards 2017 winner for Best Editing for Women of the Weeping River. Star Awards for Movies 2014 and 2017 winner of Indie Director of the Year for the film Badil and Pamilya Ordinaryo. Editor of Lola Igna, Fuckboys, Sakaling Maging Tayo, Signal Rock, Meet Me in St. Gallen, The Ghost Bride, Balangiga Howling Wilderness, I'm Drunk, I Love You, I Am Erica, etc. Kasi ang dami pa.
Dami. Okay, so for our production designer, we have Sir Ferdy Abuel, production designer for Fangirl, on Vodka, Beers, and Regrets, Ulan, Meet Me in St. Gallen, and Camp Sawi.
For our art director, we have Mr. Alvin Francisco. He's the art director of Ulan, Meet Me in St. Gallen, Camp Sawi, and To Us.
Alright, so for our film composer, no, madaming siyang ganap, si Sir Len Calvo. Cinemalay 2019 and 2018 winner for Best Musical Score for John Denver, Trending, and Balanghay. Star Awards for Movies 2018, Musical Score of the Year for Miss Granny, YCC Awards 2019 winner for Best Sound, and Aural Orchestration for Never I Love You, composer of Finding Agnes, Hayop Ka, The Nymphadimana Story, Love the Way You Lie, Love Lockdown, 7 episodes of Jed and the Pet Rangers, 4 episodes of 24/7, The Annulment, Untrue, Cuddle Weather, Belle, I don't know how to say this, I'm gonna butcher this, Dolaire, 7 Dolor. Episodes of Past, Present, of Dolor, 7 episodes of Past, Present, and Perfect, Alone Together, Marry, Marry Me, The Girl in the Orange Dress, Walwal, Mr. and Mrs. Cruz, Camp Sawi, and 55 episodes of My Love from the Start.
Wow, very, and ano, meron tong, yung film na to, merong mga award winners na, ano, na behind, oh, this, oh. Like, na crew, no? Gagaling. And you can see na, ano, no, they've worked together in multiple films already, no?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so, for the last segment of our podcast, we'd like to let everyone know lang what's happening in the Filipino film and TV industry this week. Alright, so 13, the first Filipino Netflix original animated series will be premiering on Netflix worldwide this January 11, 2021 at exactly 12 midnight. So exciting! The 2020 Metro Manila Film Festival Best Picture and big winner, Fangirl, will be premiering also on Netflix worldwide starting this June 17, 2021. The film stars Charlie Dizon and Paolo Avellino and it is directed by Antoinette Hadaoni. The Film Development Council of the Philippines is celebrating Pelikulaya, the LGBTQIA+ film festival from June 4 to June 30 for Pride Month. So get to watch some of the best queer films from the Philippines, like Ang Huling Chacha ni Anita, Ned's Project, Lihis, Mga Gabing Kasing Haba ng Hair Ko, Miss Bulalakaw, and many more. So also, Pelikulaya will be streaming Portrait of a Lady on Fire in this festival as well. So visit fdcp.ph for more information. And lastly, ito medyo hot topic to this week kasi this week alam naman natin na may isang filmmaker na magre-release ng film that involves a group of indigenous people na kinailangan pa ng isang actress na mag-blackface imbis na kumuha na lang ng talent from that indigenous group kasi ito lang naman on personal take lang if you want to uplift the voices of indigenous people in terms of representation and storytelling, why not get your talents from those groups? Kasi for sure, hindi mawawalan ng talento ang ating mga kababayan na katutubo. For the storytellers wanting to shine light on the indigenous people of the Philippines through film, the best thing we can do talaga is cast people from that community as leads. Hindi lang mga background characters and hindi lang mga characters na pinagtatawanan. Hindi mauubusan ng talento ang mga indigenous people ng Pilipinas. Kasi alam naman natin na pag hindi mo na represent ng maayos to your film, and this filmmaker is known for telling very controversial stories and the people na subject ng stories niya are not being represented well. So, yun. So sana, let us not support this film. Or if we do support this film, sana we can be as critical as possible para hindi na ganoon, hindi na maulit yung ganitong klaseng pili. Sakto kasi, Viva Films din to, ba't pa siya binibigyan ng platform ng Viva Films? Diba? Anyway, Jeff, I'd like to thank you so much for guesting in tonight's episode. Meron ka bang mga gustong i-promote?
I think you will be promoting this, pero unahan na kita. See, so there will be another music coming up by Gab G. So,
shout out kay Gab.
Pamilya, mga kapuso. One of my dear friends, sobrang idol ko siya in terms of like music production, so please. So you can pre-save this na. This, I think, single is called This Could Be You by Gab G Music. So yun, it will come out on...
June 11, 2021.
It's coming June 11.
Yeah, so I will be sharing the link on the description so you guys can follow and pre-save the music. For us naman, if you like our conversation tonight or if you want to add more things on the conversation, you can tweet using the hashtag UnpackPod or you can follow Tara Let's Unpack on Facebook, Instagram, and Letterboxd at Tara Let's Unpack Pod. And guys, malapit na mag-September. Register to vote. Malapit na po ang election. So, register to vote. Again, Jap, thank you so much for guesting tonight. Maraming salamat.
Thank you too for having me here.
With that, this has been Tara Let's Unpack. Bye, guys!